بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وان الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم Most respected elders and friends, and all the people that are listening to our program over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, those people that exert themselves in our path, then we will guide them on many of our paths. If a person exerts himself in recognizing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will show him many doors of recognition. If a person exerts himself in wanting to know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there will be barriers, there will be obstacles. But after having gone through everything, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will open many doors through which the person will achieve his aim and his objective. Among the great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very glaring typical example of mujahada, of exerting himself in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's full name was Bilal ibn Rabah. The most is known about his ancestral background in his father's name, Rabah. Who his grandfather is, who his great-grandfather, what his lineage and ancestral background, nothing is known. Generally, a human being would take pride in his lineage, in his ancestral background. He know his father, he know his grandfather, he know his great-grandfather, and he tries to find out where he actually has come from and what is his tree. Of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, nothing is meant. All is mentioned is about his father and no more than that. But the pride for Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, more than the pride of his lineage and ancestral background, is that he's been attributed as Muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This honor is far more greater than the honor of a person's ancestral background and of a person's lineage. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother's name was Hamama. It is stated that she was from a royal family in Abyssinia. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is attributed to be an Abyssinian, a person from Habasha, that is because of his mother. His mother was from a royal family from Abyssinia. Somewhere along the way, there was a war that had taken place and Hamama was taken as captive. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala's father, Rabah, got married to Hamama. Bilal's father, Rabah, was a slave. Hamama was also a slave. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was born into slavery. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, as he grew up, he was described as a very, very clever and a very intelligent person. In the books of hadith, he's been described as a dark-skinned person, tall, and he had a thin beard around his face. Umayyah ibn Khalaf was the master of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He recognized the intelligence of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and over time he handed over the keys of the idols, where the idols were kept in safekeeping. The keys of the idols were given over to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. There was a time in his era where he had the keys of the idols, but later in life he had the keys of Tawheed by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, calling the people towards the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started inviting the people towards Tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala nu, as a slave, Allah gave him the tawfiq, Allah gave him the hidayat, and he have accepted Islam. Because of this, Umayyah ibn Khalaf, his master, Umayyah ibn Khalaf's close friend, business friend, Abu Jahl, got infuriated and extremely angry. Umayyah ibn Khalaf appointed people to beat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many different things are mentioned about how he was being beaten. At times, he was dragged on the hot sand of Saudi Arabia. At times, he was dragged, a boulder was put on his chest. At times, he was being whooped. And every time he was being told, renounce the faith. Come back and to the religion of idolism. But he would all the time say, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq and other Sahaba who accepted Islam, they heard about the torture that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was going through. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala approached Umayyah ibn Khalaf through someone to sell Bilal radiallahu ta'ala to him. So Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he offered a very high price. Or he demanded a very high price for Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, 9 awqiyah. It's a very big amount of money. 1 awqiyah is regarded to be about 40 dirhams, and nine of that, it was very expensive. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala bought him out, and when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard that Abu Bakr Siddiq intends to buy Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood the virtue of buying Bilal. And he told to Abu Bakr, Ashirka ya Abu Bakr. Make me a partner to purchase Bilal. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I had already purchased him. On another occasion, when Umayyah ibn Khalaf met Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, so Umayyah ibn Khalaf told to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, if you would have offered only 1 awqiyah, you paid 9 awqiyah for Bilal. Had you offered only 1 awqiyah, then I would have still sold Bilal to you. That means he wasn't any person significant to me. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala gave him another answer and told that if you would have demanded even 100 awqiyah to purchase Bilal, then I would have purchased Bilal for that. You have no value for Bilal. We know what is the value of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was a sahabi that have accepted Islam in the beginning stage of Islam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ, that those sahaba that have accepted Islam in the beginning stage of Islam, the efforts, the sacrifices, the torture that they have gone through, Allah says radiallahu anhum wa radu'an, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is happy with them. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is amongst such people with such great value in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we speak about the hard and difficult times when there was no food for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself says, I remember those days when myself and Bilal were walking. This is referring to the time in Makkah that we had no food to eat with the exception of a little bit of food under the armpit of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala stayed with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. As soon as he was freed, he submitted himself to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is a sahabi that is a muhajir, made hijrat. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is a badri sahabi. He is a sahabi that took part in Uhud. He is a sahabi that took part in the Battle of Trenches. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is a sahabi that took part in Bay'atul Ridwan. All the virtues of all these great illustrious sahaba is found alone in Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And the most outstanding feature of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is, in the beginning stage of Islam, in Madinatul Munawwara, when the sahaba wanted to perform the salah, they would gather in a masjid at a random. There wasn't any systematic way of performing salah. Whoever would come in a masjid, they would perform salah. This was of concern to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, that how they would gather everybody in the masjid to perform salat at once. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba to give opinions that how they would gather the people in the masjid. Somebody told burn a fire, somebody told blow into a flute, until one Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi, he saw a dream in which the procedure of calling the people to a masjid through azan was shown to him. He presented that to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbihi that teach the way of azan to Bilal. فَإِنَّهُ أَنْدَى سَوْتًا. He's a Sahabi who's got a loud voice. And from then, Hadhrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He served Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right until the end. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, when he went to call out the azan, there was a time in his life when he was saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah. He was actually looking at the Mubarak face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and saying that. After the Adhan, he would go to the room of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, As-Salah Ya Rasulullah. Now he's calling out the Adhan and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is no more there. He comes to Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah and no voice would come out from his mouth. He then told to Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it has now become difficult for me to stay in Madinatul Munawwara. I can't bear staying in Madinatul Munawwara without seeing the sight of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Permit me to leave from here and go away to Sham. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala told him, I'll think about it. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala came to Abu Bakr Siddiq and told to him, why did you purchase me? Did you purchase me for your sake from Umayyah ibn Khalf? If that is the case, then keep me with you. But if you had purchased me for the pleasure of Allah, if your intention was to receive the Ridwan of Allah, free me, let me go wherever I want to go. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu had no option but to allow Bilal radiallahu ta'ala to go into Sham. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala remained in Sham. In the books of Hadith, in Asma'ur Rijal, it's also recorded that Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he went to Sham, when he went to Syria, he met Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And by the way, Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to refer to Hadrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Ya Sayyidi, my master. What great amount of adab and respect the Sahaba had for Hadrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala requested Hadrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to call out the azan. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Amirul Mu'mineen, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu took into consideration the lofty position of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he called out the azan. It is stated, when Bilal radiallahu ta'ala in Sham called out the azan upon the request of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the women, the children came out of their homes, tears flowing down their eyes, and remembering the beautiful environment when the azan used to be called in the midst of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala remained in Syria right until the last moments of his life. Just before he could pass away, his wife started crying. And she made statements, what a distressful time. My beloved husband is about to leave. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was actually rejoicing at the last moments. And he told to his wife, what are you in a state of grief? Wa faraha, I'm so happy. And then he made the statement, he said, غَدًا نَلْقَى أَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدْ وَأَحِبَّ. Tomorrow, after I pass away, tomorrow I'm going to meet my beloved friends. I'll be maybe meeting Muhammad and the companions. 2-3 times he had mentioned this, and in this way, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who had passed away. Most respected elders and friends, I just want to narrate to you all two hadiths of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Something that we could take with and something that we could practice upon. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, oh Bilal, when I went for Mi'raj, then I could hear your footsteps in front of me. Just ponder. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name was Bilal ibn Rabah. His grandfather, great grandfather, nobody's name was known. Where did he come from? But here Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to Mi'raj, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears the footsteps of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala right up in the heavens. What lofty position Allah has given him. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "O Bilal, what do you do that Allah Ta'ala has given you such a high lofty position?" So in the hadith it is mentioned, and I'll narrate the actual hadith, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li Bilal, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hadha Bilal, inda salatil fajr, it was at fajr time, ya Bilal, hadithni bi arja amalin amiltahu fil Islam, tell me, narrate to me, which act you have done that you are hopeful of most in Islam. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ دَفَّنَ عَلَيْكَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So I've heard the footsteps of your shoes, of your feet in front of me in Jannah. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, مَا عَمِلْتُ عَمَلًا أَرْجَى عِنْدِي. That I don't know that I've done anything so hopeful, something so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. إِنْ أَنِّي لَمْ أَتَطَهَّرْ تَهُورًا فِي سَاعَةِ لَيْلٍ أَوْ نَهَارٍ إِلَّا صَلَّيْتُ بِذَلِكَ الطَّهُورِ. Ma kutiba li an usalli. See, whenever I used to make wudu, whether it's in a moment of the day or moments in the night, after making wudu, I read 2 rakat salah, nafl salah, which we know as tahiyyatul wudu. And this act was so liked by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevated the state of Bilal to an extent that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu heard his footsteps in front of him in Jannah. This tahiyyatul wudu, it's a nafil salah. After you make wudu, read 2 rakat salah. On condition, it is not makruh time. At the time of sunrise, at midday or sunset, or not after the fajr salah, or not after the asr salah. After the fajr salah to read nafil is makruh. After the asr salah to read nafil is also makruh. And also at sunrise, midday, at sunset. So these 5 times, you don't read nafil salah. So if a person made wudu in any time, and if it is these 5 times, you don't read the nafil salah, tahiyyatul wudu. But besides these 5 times, to make amal on this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this incident of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another incident of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is very, very relevant for our times. Nowadays, so many people complain. They're getting affected by black magic, getting affected by the jinnat. Oh, there's so much of theft and robbery and hijacking and everything that's taking place. And a simple solution to that is, seek refuge by reciting Ayatul Kursi. In the books of hadith, it is mentioned, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala himself says, وَكَّلَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِحِفْزِ زَكَاةِ رَمَضَانِ. People gave sadaqatul fitr or they gave zakat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed me to look after it. فَأَتَانِ آتٍ فَجَعَلَ يَحْثُو مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. So somebody came and started taking those grains away. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, I caught the hand of that person and I told that person, what are you stealing? I'll take you and I'll report you to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the person that was stealing, he told to Bilal, إِنِّي مُحْتَاجُ وَعَلَيَّ عِلَال عِيَال وَلِي حَاجَةٌ شَدِيدًا. I'm a needy person. I've got family. And I've got a desperate need. That's why I'm stealing. So Bilal radiallahu anhu said, I felt sorry for him. I left him. Second day, same thing happened. Third day, same thing happened. But the person on the first day said, I promise I won't do it again. Second day, he came to steal again. Second day, the third day came again. On the third day, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, the third time you got caught. Now I'm definitely going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's when the person told, دعني أعلمك كلمات ينفعك الله به. Leave me, I'll teach you some kalimat, some statements which will be beneficial to you. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala asked that person, the thief, imagine the thief now wants to tell Bilal radiallahu ta'ala something that is beneficial for him. So Bilal asked him, what is that? He told, إذا أويت إلى فراشك فقرأ آية الكرسي. Before you take rest, before you sleep at night, before you rest at night, read Ayatul Kursi. And then the person said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum till the end. The following morning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Bilal, "Ma fa'ala asiruka al-bariha? What happened with your thief last night? The thief that came last night, what incident happened?" So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam what has transpired. And he told, "This thief actually told me that I should read Ayatul Kursi." So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, "No, you know these past 3 days with who he was talking, who that person is, and who taught you all this?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that that is shaitan. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi told him, "Shaitan normally speaks lies, but this was one incident where the shaitan has spoken the truth about Ayatul Kursi." So from this hadith we understand shaitan himself, you know, when an outsider, honest person tells you how to protect yourself, then we value that. But when a thief him tells you how to protect ourselves against him, then we really value that. Shaitan, he himself says how you should protect yourself against the attacks of the shaitan. Indeed, that is the strongest support and the strongest refuge for us. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on these two practices of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One is tahiyyatul wudu, and the other one reciting Ayatul Kursi every night. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us a true love for the Sahaba, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reward Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala on our behalf. Khair al-jaza. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.